You know how everyone's talking about the lack of software developers these days? It's a
Yeah.
pretty big problem for companies.
No, absolutely.
So today we're going to be exploring citizen development,
Okay.
trying to figure out what it means and how it might change the future of how software is built.
Interesting.
And to do that, we have this blog post by Gerhard Friedrich,
Okay.
and he's an IT expert ANIA psychologist.
Oh, wow, that's pretty unique.
And he actually built this business rule engine for the insurance industry back in the 90s,
Oh, wow.
which is basically an early form of citizen development.
So he was kind of a pioneer.
So before we get into that too much, let's back up and look at the problem,
Okay.
which is that there aren't enough developers to build all the software that's needed.
Right, the demand is just
Way too high.
way higher than the supply.
And the traditional solutions like offshoring and nearshoring, those are just band-aids.
Yeah, they don't really solve the problem.
So that's where citizen development comes in.
Yeah. Okay, so what is that?
Basically, it's empowering people who aren't programmers
Yeah.
to create their own software solutions.
Using like simpler tools, I imagine. Okay, so not replacing developers entirely, but just kind of taking some of the load off of them.
Like the simpler stuff.
Okay.
And Gartner actually predicts that by 2025, 70% of corporate applications are going to be built using low-code technologies.
Wow, that's a big number.
Huge.
And this is happening in a world where Microsoft already says they have over 500,000 companies using their low-code tools.
So there's a big need for this.
Yeah, definitely.
So going back to Friedrich's business rule engine,
Okay.
can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So his system was designed to give more control to insurance departments so they could define the rules and logic behind their products.
So they wouldn't have to go back and forth with IT all the time?
Exactly. It streamlined the process.
And this brings up the issue of shadow IT,
Right, where people are using unsanctioned software.
which can be a security risk.
Huge security risk.
But Friedrich actually argues that citizen development can HLLP with that problem.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, it provides a controlled environment for building solutions.
So instead of people just using whatever they can find, they have a safe and approved way to do it.
And PMI, they've identified three ways to implement citizen development
Okay.
with different levels of IT involvement.
So it's not just one way to do it.
No, it depends on the project.
Okay.
The fast track model is the most hands-off for IT.
Okay.
And then there's IT delivery, which is the most traditional IT-led approach.
And is there something in between? Assisted.
Okay, that makes sense. And Friedrich really emphasizes the need for an agile culture for this to work.
Yeah, you need that flexibility and collaboration.
And he even suggests integrating citizen development with agile frameworks like SAFe.
Combining the best of both worlds.
So what we're seeing here is that citizen development is more than just a trend.
It has the potential to really change how we think about software development.
And with big players like Gartner and Microsoft behind it.
It's something to pay attention to.
So let's take a break here and come back to explore more of Friedrich's insights.
Sounds good. It's important to remember that just giving people tools isn't enough. You need to create the right environment.
A culture that supports it.
Exactly. And Friedrich talks about this. He says some IT departments felt threatened by his business rule engine.
Like they were losing control.
Yeah, he even calls it the Empire Strikes Back.
That's a good one.
But it shows how resistance to change can be a real problem.
Because if IT doesn't buy in, then.
It defeats the purpose.
And Friedrich thinks leadership is key here.
Leaders need to be champions for citizen development.
Explain the benefits and address any concerns.
Create a vision of business and IT working together.
More seamlessly.
And you need action too, not just words.
Training and support for citizen developers.
Not just technical skills, but also,
Collaboration.
right, breaking down those silos.
Which makes me think about integrating citizen development with agile frameworks like SAFe.
So how would that work?
Well, imagine using SAFe's principles,
Okay.
but for projects led by citizen developers
You'd have a structured process.
and quality control.
So it's not just a free-for-all.
It's bringing it into the fold.
And Friedrich sees a connection with extreme programming too,
Another agile method.
that emphasizes collaboration.
So there are parallels there.
Definitely. And by using these frameworks
Companies can scale their citizen development initiatives.
more effectively
It's like having a blueprint.
instead of just winging it.
So it all comes back to that relationship between business and IT,
It's a partnership.
not a competition.
And Friedrich sees a future where they work together much more closely.
So what does this mean for our listener?
Well, Citizen development is likely to change the workplace.
And it's not just for IT people.
Everyone should be aware of it.
Because the ability to create solutions
is going
to
be valuable
no matter what your job is.
It's about being more tech savvy.
And adaptable.
You might even become a citizen developer yourself.
Create something amazing.
The possibilities are there.
But it starts with awareness.
Understanding the potential.
So let's talk about some practical steps.
To learn more and maybe even get started.
Because technology is changing fast.
And everyone can be a part of it.
It can be intimidating though, right?
What's that?
This whole idea of people who aren't programmers building software.
It is a different way of thinking.
Like going back to Friedrich's business rule engine, those insurance folks probably felt pretty empowered to solve their own problems without always needing IT.
Yeah, that sense of ownership is huge.
And it goes back to those PMI implementation variants.
Right, the different approaches.
So it's not one size fits all.
You choose the level of IT involvement.
Depending on what you're building.
Exactly.
Like if it's a simple problem.
You might go with fast track.
Do it yourself, basically.
But for bigger projects.
You probably want more guidance.
Assisted or IP delivery.
To make sure you're on the right track.
It all comes down to risk.
And Friedrich reminds us.
About the culture.
It's not just about the technology.
You need that collaboration.
Between business and IT.
Working together.
And that agile mindset.
Being flexible and open.
So let's think about this.
Okay.
If citizen development really takes off,
mm-hmm.
how could it change your job?
5, 10 years from now.
Will you be a citizen developer?
Building your own tools?
Or working more closely with IT?
Or maybe your role will change in ways we can't even imagine.
It's exciting to think about.
It really is.
So we encourage you to learn more.
Check out PMI's resources.
Or try a low-code platform yourself.
Technology is changing fast.
And you can be a part of it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Into citizen development.
We hope you found it useful.
We'll see you next time.